Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, with light snow possible late, a low of 5. A winter storm warning for all of southeastern Wisconsin goes into effect at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and continues through 9 o'clock Saturday evening. The National Weather Service says we're in for another long-duration snow event with 7 to 11 inches of new snow possible. The heaviest snow expected to fall late Friday afternoon and into the night. The wind will pick up late Saturday afternoon, and that will blow the snow around. Another Arctic front will follow the snow, dropping wind chills well below zero overnight Saturday and Sunday. The man accused of driving the car that slammed into the back of a Racine garbage truck, killing DPW worker Mark Gates, has been charged with homicide by the negligent use of a motor vehicle and first-degree recklessly endangering safety. 20-year-old Benjamin Bell appeared in court this afternoon to face the charges. He was not injured in Wednesday's accident on Washington Avenue just east of Ohio Street. According to court documents, several witnesses reported a Ford Mustang was speeding and weaving in and out of the traffic lanes before slamming into the garbage truck. A passenger in the car told investigators Bell was texting just prior to the accident. Investigators say there were skid marks that began just west of Indiana Street, extending to Oregon. The right wheels of the car then mounted the snowbank before hitting the truck and pinning Gates, who was pronounced dead later in the day at Frederick Hospital. Bell is being held in the Racine County Jail on a $100,000 bond, and a preliminary hearing is scheduled for next Wednesday. The Racine County Board's Executive Committee voted against recommending a resolution calling for a referendum on the possible sale of the Ridgewood Care Center. Supervisors are scheduled to vote next Tuesday on the sale of the county nursing home to Villa Healthcare after nearly a year of study. Supervisor Janet Bernberg said there may have been times over the past year when a referendum may have been appropriate.
I think it's a time that we, as an elected body, make the decision on our own without going to referendum. Our names are on the ballot to make a decision for you, and you elected us.
Supervisor Robert Miller, who sponsored the referendum resolution, urged his colleagues not to be tone deaf to the concerns of their constituents, and he said it's never too late to correct a mistake. Supervisor Ron Molnar said it's time for the board to make an informed decision based on the facts and not dependent on an emotional attachment to the facility. The committee voted 9-1 to send the resolution to the board with the recommendation it not be approved. Next Tuesday's county board meeting will begin at 6:30. Law enforcement agencies across Wisconsin have launched their annual campaign against drunk driving, which will last until New Year's Day. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Racine Police Traffic Investigator Dan Nelson said it can be a safe and enjoyable holiday season with a little forethought to the eventual outcome.
If you know you're going to a family get-together, or you're going out to dinner or something like that, many times people, you know, they have a drink or two and they're not really paying attention. Maybe they have another one. And before you know it, they've lost count, and now we're over a legal limit, and whether it's a crash or a traffic stop or some violation later, and they thought they were okay.
The Wisconsin State Patrol, along with many other police and sheriff's departments, got grant money to put extra patrols at specific areas to watch for intoxicated motorists the next few weeks. The prospect of major corporate tax cuts in a Trump administration is creating instability in federal tax credit markets, which is factored into a few local projects. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
Lower corporate tax rates make federal affordable housing tax credits less attractive to banks and other big investors that use them to offset federal tax liability. If the prices for the credits drop, then they won't generate as much money for developers. That results in financial gaps for affordable housing projects. The state uses the tax credits distributed through the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority as a cornerstone of affordable housing efforts. WEDA is now considering policy and process changes for credits already awarded, while also pushing back its February 3rd application deadline for next year by a month. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank opposes any form of legislation that would allow the possession of concealed weapons in campus buildings. In a statement, Blank says many parents would have concerns about sending their children to a campus that may have guns in dorm rooms or at football games. She added campuses have so many unique safety challenges that adding concealed weapons to the many challenges our police department has to deal with would put everyone at risk. Interim UW Police Chief Brian Bridges said allowing guns in places like the Kohl Center would be a step backward in security. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.